Hi, this is Chris Dias, Program Manager for the Visual Studio Online Monaco project. In this video, I'm going to show you a number of cool tips and tricks for editing code in Monaco. One of the best ways to navigate within Monaco is to use Quick Open. You can bring up Quick Open by pressing Control E, and then pressing question mark will show you everything you can do from within Quick Open, including starting with the dollar sign to see all the editor commands and their keyboard shortcuts. Now, another way to bring up the editor commands is by clicking on the Show Editor Commands action in the upper right-hand corner of the editor. Okay, now that we can see the list of editor commands, you can start to get a sense of the richness of the Monaco editing experience. You can quickly duplicate lines up or down, you can format your HTML, CSS, and JavaScript code, and you can even set remove block comments. Quick Open can also be used to quickly navigate the contents of a file. And for example, pressing Control G will let me enter a specific line number to go to in the file. Pressing Control Shift O will show me a quick outline of all the symbols in my file, and as I move through the list, the editor automatically navigates to that location. And this works not only with JavaScript files, but also with CSS and LESS files, as well as TypeScript files. In this TypeScript file, for example, we have some 75 symbols, which is a lot. I can group by symbol by pressing colon after the ampersand. Now we can see our classes, functions, interfaces, and methods all grouped together. We use TypeScript to build Monaco, and one great thing about TypeScript is that you can progressively adopt it in your projects. Monaco can use TypeScript declaration files, such as express.d.ts, to provide great IntelliSense experiences when writing plain JavaScript code. All you need to do is set up a /// reference to the declaration file to tell us where it is. And then I get all the methods, functions, interfaces, classes, and so on in the module. I can see the method signature as well as any JS doc comments. If we have an overloaded method, such as we do here in jQuery, I can even use the up and down arrow keys to cycle through the overloads, just like in Visual Studio. If you have a common JS style module in your JavaScript project, as we do here with chat.js, Monaco can provide IntelliSense on exported methods. Now, to see what's in chat.js, you can right-click on it in the Explorer and choose Open Aside. This will open another editor so you can see two files at the same time. You can even move them around by dragging the top of the editor left or right. Now, this tip becomes even more interesting when you want to work with your JavaScript, CSS, and HTML files all at the same time. Let's open up one of the root controls for this site. We can split this file in two and then see both instances of the file side by side. Now imagine if you want to look at one part of the file while working on another section, and each side scrolls independently. Let's open up our Jade file, and since the focus is on the right, it'll open there. Finally, let's open our LESS file using Quick Open, and instead of replacing the current editor, we'll tell Monaco to open it to the side so we can see all three files all at the same time. Now, these editors are pretty narrow, so if you want to see the contents of one file, say the LESS file, you can quickly drag to the side and the other files will collapse, but not completely close. If you want to switch to one of these, simply click on it, and it'll take up the available screen real estate without closing or losing your open files. Now, sometimes even opening another file to the side is more than you need. Sometimes you really just want to take a quick peek to see where the symbols are being used or defined. For example, I can see all references to Node Blue in this LESS file without losing any context, as we simply open another editor inline so you can see where else in the file it's being used. I can navigate around the file, again, without losing my starting position. Now, while we're here, I want to show you another cool feature of Monaco. When working with LESS and CSS files, if you hover over a rule, a tooltip will pop up and show you the HTML that would match this rule. This is very handy for understanding if you're trying to debug why a style isn't being applied. Okay, back to our tip. Sometimes you're just interested in the implementation of a method or a definition of an identifier rather than all the usages of it. You can simply hold down the Control key and hover over a symbol. Monaco will pop up the first few lines of the actual implementation. Now, if you decide you want to drill in further, you can continue to hold down the Control key and click on the identifier to navigate directly to it. Now, Monaco uses TypeScript to provide great editing experiences for JavaScript files. By using TypeScript, we can build an AST for the JavaScript, which in turn lets us understand the identifiers. For example, if I put my cursor on socket, we can see all references in the file, and we decorate assignments in orange and reads in yellow. Notice that the term socket in a comment is not highlighted. Now, since we understand the symbol, we can rename socket by right-clicking and choosing Rename Symbol. This puts the editor into multi-cursor mode, and as I type, I rename the symbol throughout the file. Now in files where we don't have an AST, we can do a textual match across the file. For example, in this JADE file, when I select 200 pixels, all instances of that text are highlighted across the file. I can right-click and choose Change All Occurrences. We again put the editor into multi-cursor mode, and I can edit all instances at the same time. Now, multi-cursor editing isn't limited to built-in refactorings. You can use it as well. For example, you can hold down the Control-Alt keys and use the arrow key to select a column of text. And when you start to type, you'll edit each line. And when you're done, you can press Escape to exit multi-cursor mode. You can also hold down the Alt key and click to set multiple cursors on multiple lines and multiple columns within a line. In this application, our convention is to use single quotes, so all these instances to follow that convention. You can always press Ctrl-F or Ctrl-H to find or replace in a file. If you select a block of text and press Ctrl-F or Ctrl-H, the operation will be scoped to that selection. If you accidentally had a selection when bringing up Find and Replace, you can still operate on the entire file by clicking on the Cancel Selection button. Monaco comes preloaded with a number of language-specific snippets to speed up your coding experience. For example, let's create a new function here. We'll go to a blank line, press Ctrl-Space, and type the beginnings of the term function. You can identify snippets by the icon with the scissors, and if we choose the function snippet, a function declaration will be stubbed out for us. Pressing Enter at any time will take us to the first logical coding location in the snippet. So let's add a for loop to our function, and in this snippet you can see how we have linked fields that are simultaneously modified as you customize the code. In an HTML file, we can quickly stub out our HTML5 document, we can add tables, lists, and so on. All very quickly using the same IntelliSense gestures you expect from desktop development tools. Because we have a Git repository backing this site, every change is tracked and marked by a color bar on the left side of the editor. Green for inserts, blue modifications, and red triangles show deletions. We can quickly see the changes made by clicking on Switch to Changes view in the editor menu, which puts us in side-by-side diff mode for the current file. We can navigate between diffs, we can switch to inline view, and we can even make edits while in diff mode to clean up our changes. And when done, we can quickly jump back to the normal editor view for this file. Now for our last tip, we're going to go under the covers and look at how you can change the settings for the editor for you or for your team. Let's add a settings file to this workspace. The user.json file contains a number of settings for Monaco as a whole, not just for the editor. You can configure the console, you can configure how language services behave, including the errors and warnings in JavaScript and CSS. And we'll focus on the editor settings here to get your exploration started. You can hover over each setting to see more information on what the setting controls in the tooltip. What's really cool is as I edit this file, the changes are picked up as soon as we do the automatic save. So I can toggle the line numbers defaults and we'll see the changes happen immediately. Which reminds me of one last cool tip. For some property values, you can automatically cycle through the values in place by holding down the control key and pressing the up or down key. Another example here is with quick suggestions delay, which controls how long before we pop up the IntelliSense list in milliseconds. Now this trick will work anywhere, not just in JSON. Well, that wraps up our cool editor tips and tricks. Try it out, send us feedback, and let us know what you think. Thanks!